Let's sing together number 466, 466 in your hymn book. Thank you, Lord. We have to stand on this song, right? Stand amazed in the presence.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how he could love.
We love.
cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name.
That's number 89. We'll sing verse 2.
I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Oh, precious fountain that saves from sin. I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Oh, we praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Praise God. Someone lead us in prayer. Hallelujah.
Dear Lord, we thank you for the way you have been meeting us. And yes, our hearts are full of gratitude that the Almighty God would deign.
Yes.
To come to us.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord Jesus, we know you have more for us this evening.
Yes, Lord.
We don't want to miss one little
Right. Yes, Lord.
But Lord Jesus, we ask that you would give us Lord, and understanding hearts, and an obedient heart, Lord. Oh Jesus, and as we're gathered together, help us to worship you as we ought to.
Yes.
We give you all the thanks and all the glory in your precious
name. Yes. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. I also would like us to pray for a son and mother who have been at camp often and served us here. It's Eric Rodko, who has served as a cook here for many seasons, and his mom would come and help him in the kitchen, and she's an old-timer. She's been here as a teenager and so on, and she's right now failing. She's been in hospice a number of weeks. And he had text during the week and said, oh, we'd like to come up and make it up just for one more Sunday. But it didn't seem to work out. But God knows all about that. And so we just want to pray for our sister Lydia and Eric. And God would just hold them in his arms at this time. It's wonderful when we know where we're going, right? And that we belong to Jesus. And we have a hope. And so, God, I commit Eric and Lydia to you, Lord, this night. Lord, again, we know that our dear sister Lydia is in your mighty arms. And so, God, you give them grace at this time. You give them your peace, your presence, Lord. I pray for Eric, Lord, that you'd encourage him, strengthen him, my God. Lord, you are able, Lord, for them. And so, Lord Jesus, we just ask again that you would just grant them your comfort. Oh, Father, we ask these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, tonight is our last service of the meeting of the 2023 camp season. And I know that there are hearts that are overflowing, as our sister Betsy prayed. Our hearts are filled with gratitude for what God has done. Great is thy faithfulness. And I know there may be some that would like to testify, and that's right. And if you're all, keep it to 10 seconds, everyone could testify. No, I'm kidding. But if it's on your heart, if God put something on your heart, then I want you to express that tonight. And let's allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide and direct our steps in this meeting. Hallelujah.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace in the mansion bright and blessed. He'll prepare we'll sing.
would be a very sad person if I didn't thank the Lord for the way he helped me this season.
Mm-hmm.
Suffice it to say, it was a wonderful season.
Mm-hmm.
And he helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to think of two specific instances. You know, God helps us with little things.
Mm-hmm.
Little natural things. Things that get in our way and divert us and mess us up.
Mm-hmm.
I had a problem with my truck. I need my truck. It developed an antifreeze leak. And I thought right away, it's probably a hose. Couldn't find the leak, so I thought, gotta be something. So it was a real quandary. And so I had given up on it. And then one morning, I was walking around the house, and a thought came to me, just check one more time, just go look. So I went and looked, and I see this rip in the hose. And we all, several of us, looked for it, but couldn't find it. And it just, the Lord enabled me with that.
Yes.
Another instance was we had an electrical incident in the campers area, and I resolved that, forget it. It's a disaster. It's a serious job. And I sat down in the Sunday evening meeting, and then he drops into my heart. Isolate. And I thought, yeah, let's try that. I went up there, and we unplugged everything. I turned the circuit breaker on. And it worked. Here I'm thinking it's this massive, serious failure in the electrical system, and it was only a broken light bulb. You know, you can get lost in diversion.
Mm-hmm.
But here God is so faithful.
Yes.
And
thank
I can
you, Lord.
Say these past 32 years, that has been my experience.
Thank you, Lord.
That God has helped.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so grateful. And I just love living for him. I love serving him. I'm so grateful. So grateful for all he's blessed me with and with this privilege of living for him and serving.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we just praise you today. We just thank you, God, for your love. We just celebrate your love and so wonderful and pure and perfect love, Lord, that, Lord, you reach out and you seek, you sought us and you saved us. Thank you, Lord. We pray that you would help us to know your love in greater depths. Lord, we pray that you would help us to have more of your love inside of us, Lord, to be able to share with others that
yes,
they would
God.
Know that love.
Yes,
Lord, we
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, God, for your goodness in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, Lord. Fill us
thank
with
you.
Your love.
Praise
fill us with yourself.
Praise
Lord, help
praise
us to
you,
love what you love. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Yeah. God is redemptive. I love that about Jesus. It's only in Jesus' name that things can be redeemed. I come from a Hindu family, and there wasn't much redemption going on there. It's only in Jesus' name. And you can take that message anywhere in the world. No matter what background you come from, no matter what influences have been in your life, no matter what choices you've made, when you bring it to the foot of the cross, he does something absolutely miraculous. And he redeems, and he sets us right. He makes us whole. He makes us his child. And we then stand upright with our heads held high because we belong to him. And he has a richest affair for us. He has nothing but riches for us. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 2 and 3, it says, why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest affairs. God doesn't have anything but riches for us. The riches in his presence which afford us hope, peace that is everlasting, joy abundant and deep within that keeps us steady in the storm. And he says, come, eat at my table. I was reading it this morning, and I was just imagining a table set, like, for the king, like Downton Abbey. That's not really a good show to watch, but Downton Abbey, you know, they set the table all nice and fancy and all their placings, and they dress real nice, and they come and sit and all prim and proper. And I just thought, what would the table of the Lord look like? Wow. He invites us to come and sit at his table every day. Every day. He wants us to come and partake of the riches of his fares. And so thank you, Jesus,
hallelujah,
that, Lord, you have nothing but goodness in store for us. And thank you, Jesus, that you invite us to come and listen to you and receive from you and receive your riches.
Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water. Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth thou, come and dine.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 My dear brother Cecil, would you want to say something?
I thank God for his incredible goodness. I want to just acknowledge, you know, the very presence of God. Candy and I had an opportunity, and I didn't get a chance to spend as long as you are, but just his sweet presence, you know, in everything, from the smiles on everybody's faces to just a ride out on the lake, and, you know, and just sitting over there in the library, just, you know, just a very few minutes. It's so true. This is so precious. I thank God. I think it was mentioned, just the opportunity to wait. Isaiah says, you know, wait. And that is the key. We lived in such a hurried pace and state of mind that we think it's normal. And so to come apart and just gaze on his beauty should remind us of who God really is. As we look up to the hills, you know, from whence cometh our strength. Our strength and help comes from the Lord God Almighty. And so this is a precious place. This is a precious time. And, you know, God has just been so just refreshing. And I had we were able to pass through here last week. And I said, I got to come back. And I just got tired because it was just something that was just so sweet about his presence. And I pray that not because we leave here, it has to, you know, God is faithful. He's gonna tarry with us if we were able to just make that room for him. Wherever you are, whatever state, you know, he's not going to go. And I just be so encouraged, guys. You know, this is just his very presence is what makes the difference. Because our minds, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But as we wait on him and as we tarry and we allow his Holy Spirit to work and to move and we are obedient, it's that waiting. It's the old-fashioned thing, but it's the right thing. Amen. You know, it's the beneficial thing. It's the thing that gives us what we need to face all of the challenges that we don't know exist.
Yes.
Be reminded, great is he that is in us.
Amen.
The power and the very presence of his Holy Spirit abiding deep within. And we have this precious opportunity to draw from that fountain. My prayer, my hope is that all that God has placed within, that in the days, in the weeks, and in the months ahead until we come back again,
that we would just nurture that flow of His Holy Spirit, Lord, through simple acts of obedience. And yes, God shows us, and I'm so grateful. Thank you, Brother Phil, for the opportunity to be able to just come and to experience His presence along with you guys. It's truly, truly being very, very, very refreshing just to be able to just wait in His presence. And so that's, I think, the Lord wants us to do. Find that unhurried place. Find that quiet place. And let us just continue to wait.
Yes.
To wait.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your
presence.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Brother Rob Costanza, you have something?